chilling with Adam, huh? Yeah, I'm just chilling with Adam, huh? I'm just chilling with Adam, huh? Look, that's the host of Adam, huh? I'm just chilling with Adam.
Ladies, how y'all doing?
Great.
Good.
I didn't mean to turn our date into a podcast. I'm sorry, guys.
Girls love clout. A date is cool, but clout is better.
I don't know. Tequila shots were pretty nice.
Yeah.
They were nice.
We could keep doing now. Look at this.
We had two margaritas, too, so.
Look at this friggin' thing, man. We got the biggest bottle of Hennessy ever. Lil Xan brought this through. It looks like a joke. It looks like so big that it's comedic.
It's not Patron.
They definitely got it at Costco or something.
Costco. Kirkland, what up?
Yeah. So, Lena, the plug, my beautiful girlfriend to my left.
Celebrity of the year, yes.
Celebrity of the year at Pornhub.
What's up, babe?
Can you please introduce me to the two lovely ladies to your left? Tell our audience what you know about them.
The girl to the left of me, Alina Lopez. I have a fucking huge crush on her. You know I talk about you on my cam every day because everyone asks me who my girl crush is and I have to be like, Alina Lopez.
So, I didn't watch you cam.
And she talks about you in our home as well.
I know. I'm always like screenshotting your story.
Do you talk about me during sex, though?
I mean, we should watch one of her scenes. You're blackfacing it.
I'm down. We don't watch enough porn because we can't get it on the lap on the screen.
I've never seen your scenes.
I want to see your black scene. I'm getting a subscription. Greg
Lansky. No, I have my black scene with Rob Piper is really good.
Rod Piper.
Rob with a B.
I like Rod Piper better.
That's cool too. But his name is Rob.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
No, I did the middle
splits. Oh, it's too close to that. It's copyright.
I did the middle splits and like twerked on his face. It was really hot.
You did?
Yeah. Oh,
she's an acrobat. Yeah.
So I guess
really
that does a lot right there to explain what you do for a living, what you ladies do.
Can you stick your tongue
and
out?
And you only introduce one person for the record. Oh,
I know,
okay,
I'm not done yet.
Yeah, zoom in on that. Her tongue is a lot longer than the average female
Adam
tongue.
Adam had asked me if you got like a surgery to do that.
No, what it is, it's like, you know, the stringy thing underneath your tongue?
The tendon or whatever?
I just was born without that. I don't have that look.
Wait, you were made to be a porn star.
Wait, let me see.
Wow.
Let me see.
Lift up your tongue. Do you see hers? And then look at mine.
I got it too. Hey, you don't have it. That's crazy.
So crazy. Wait,
do you know what percentage of the population doesn't have that?
A lot of people get their snip. They're fucking cheaters.
Oh, that's how they do it. Because there's those girls that are always on Worldstar that have it.
Mm-hmm. It's that one bitch.
There's two of them, and they're always making out and shit.
It's always been like my weird talent, like from growing up. But from elementary school, it was like, oh my god, you can stick your tongue up your nose, and now it's like, oh my god, you can like tongue fuck girls in their pussy.
You were
like,
sucking dick in elementary school?
No, I can stick my tongue up my nose in elementary school.
I don't know what you're doing.
People like the transition between elementary school and the adult world of like what I can do with my tongue has changed so much.
Right.
So this is Alina.
It's like getting fake tits or something. It's like a special bonus for a
so
sex worker.
Far up a vagina.
Okay, and so introduce your other friend as well.
This is Gia Durza. Hi. Booty. That's her at. I met her a couple of nights ago. She's a cutie. Yeah.
Well, your at is Booty?
Gia Durza Booty.
My Instagram.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just at Booty. I was like, holy shit, what did you do?
She owns it.
She loves anal.
I do.
We all three love anal is what I learned over dinner.
Same. We don't do it enough.
Once a month, I would say, is what we do it. We should.
Once a month, you just should ramp
they
that up.
They were making fun of me because I have to wear a butt plug to prep and they don't.
I mean,
you don't have to. I fucked your butt without any warning a couple times.
I mean, I just, if I want to really get into it.
All I got to do is put it in there and then you'll get really into it.
All right.
From my perspective. I don't know. I never, what?
Didn't you put
she just tell you something we're not allowed to ask about or something? Or who wrote that? Her?
I know that. Her.
Why?
Secrets.
It's a secret?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's not out yet?
Fantasy.
Oh, oops. See, I don't know about what you guys... Okay, so explain that to me and how this works. You guys have to like keep up this like
there you go.
Idea that you... Right, okay, that you're like only into certain things because as a porn star, you have to like do the slow trickle of you. Like you get in the game and all you do is missionary.
My first
and then
scene...
slowly you just start doing more and more, right?
My first scene was anal.
Why?
Because I wanted it to be.
Did you think... But is then that like... poorly guided in retrospect.
I just don't give a fuck.
You were just savage. You were like, I'm
like,
going for it.
I don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
I've heard that from quite a few girls.
Well, my first scene was IR.
Yeah, we some
IR.
Is that really something that you build up to? Like,
define
I'm
IR.
Black guy?
Yes.
It's black guys. I didn't even know that.
Well,
that was
I know,
thing.
But I just a lot of people don't know that.
But I didn't know, like, when I got in the industry that, like, not doing IR was a thing.
There's
like,
a stigmatism.
I remember, like, my agent asking me, like, when I first got in, he's like, oh, are you okay with doing IR? I'm like, what's IR? Like, he's like, fucking black guys. I'm like, yeah, why the fuck not?
Right.
Like, why
so
would you
weird.
Not? Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
I didn't even think anything of it. Like, my first scene was amazing.
If you ain't fucking black dicks, you're missing out on a lot of big-ass dicks.
Yeah, exactly. For real. But that first scene
YouTube
that I
babe.
Shot...
Thank you. I know. I feel super lame being heterosexual that I can't engage in black dick.
You can appreciate appreciate it.
I've watched a lot of porn, and there's just a lot of monster cocks out there. That's all I'm saying. I've seen it. Shout out to my boy Jason Love.
That was my first scene was with Jason.
That thing? Uh-huh. That thing is like a freaking tree trunk.
That was the first scene I ever shot. But you know what?
Really?
That was the first scene I ever shot, but it's my most successful scene I've ever shot.
I looked at his Twitter.
Over 3 million views on Pornhub.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was your first one?
My first scene I ever shot.
And it was Jason Love just going to town.
Was for Black Draw with Jason Love.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was such a good scene.
I looked at his Twitter because I wanted to know what he's like, and he seems like a very like silly, fun guy.
He's
like
very
he's posting pictures of his dick a lot and stuff on Twitter, which is cool.
I got so stoned with him at that Vixen thing.
He made me come so hard that like my pussy like creamed in the scene, and they thought that it was a cream pie. Like that's why people love the scene. They're like, "Wow, there's a cream pie and a facial." I'm like, "That's not a cream pie. That's just my fucking."
That's fucking hot.
Wow.
Wow.
Am I allowed to say like?
Yes, you're allowed to say whatever you want.
Next to you guys.
You feel vanilla.
Yeah.
Why?
You should have been at dinner.
Because you never got dicked down by Jason Love?
We told her that.
I don't even know what his dick looks like, to be fair.
It's nice. It's like this, a forearm. Yeah. I was introducing him to Trippie Redd. I was like, Trippie, this is the homie Jason. He's got tattoos. He's like 7 feet tall. His dick's the size of a tree trunk. And Trippie was just like, what the fuck? He's like looking at his homie like, Adam, what
TMI.
The fuck is
he
wrong
said,
with you?
He said TMI.
He said TMI. I was like, bro, like, I could just tell you, like, it's cool. Like, it's just a fucking attribute. You know?
I have the water.
Like you got a rap career. He's got a fucking monster cock.
We all have our talents.
You got
we
a special tongue.
Blessings. Yeah.
What's your specialty?
My butt is.
Yeah,
nice.
She has an amazing ass.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Lena, how do you feel about it? I haven't really. I've seen it, but I haven't. I didn't know that
you
was an
look
attribute.
At it.
Stand up. Do a little twirl, maybe. The mic might hit it.
I'm
don't
so,
fart.
I have PTSD from the last time I got contact high.
Wait! No! This is YouTube. You can't take it.
I have a onesie on.
Oh. Like thong.
All right, that would probably work. Yeah.
That would
all right.
Probably work.
I thought you were about to get butt naked.
Oh, she has a onesie on. Like, look at his ass.
Turn it is new.
Show the camera's over there. Show it to the camera. Right
okay,
there.
No, maybe just don't. I'm just really like, we've gotten in a lot of trouble on YouTube before, and that onesie is very
skin colored.
Guys, if you want to see her ass, I'm just gonna have to request. People are gonna think I'm so fucking gay because I just sort of shut that down. God, that was like. That was. Oh
did you
my.
Like it?
Point it at the camera, though.
Point it at the camera.
Even in the jeans.
There we go.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice ass. We can't lie.
Gay. I'm like so scared of getting contact high like last time.
I have a really big gate.
Do you not smoke weed?
No.
A really big gate.
I don't smoke weed either.
Mm-hmm.
What,
I can't do it.
Like your
when
butthole?
I'm doing anal, it's the it like opens
hey,
up.
Let's focus on the... No, we can't do the two conversations at once thing.
Sorry, Dan.
No, I'm just like... they walk it. The other day I was watching the one with Rico. Oh my God, that was a nightmare podcast because whenever the Brie girl starts talking to Rico's not involved, he just starts talking to people off camera. It sounds crazy.
Okay, well, she and I both don't smoke weed. I'm scared of getting contact high. That's all we were discussing.
Well, let's stay focused here, babe.
Okay. Got it.
She was just talking about you guys are over here having a weed conversation. She's talking about her asshole gaping. It's like we got to focus on things here.
Gape. I want to know more about the gape.
It's I don't know. I just naturally gape.
So is that just like how
like,
large
can,
the diameter of the hole is?
I can make myself gape in the shower. Like
wait, what does that mean though? I'm confused.
Like when your asshole opens, like
it
dilates?
Opens up like a circle. Oh, maybe
it doesn't
you
even have to get reamed out.
I'm not gonna demonstrate.
Yeah, just don't point it at the camera. But holy shit! So you can do that without even having it like reamed out before? That's insane.
I mean,
I didn't know that.
Not like as big, but yeah, I can open it up.
Have you always known about the superpower?
No, not until I got into porn.
Oh.
Yeah, I did anal twice. Before porn.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it before porn?
I was like super drunk, but it was still nice. Like my butthole just accepted the dick so
it
easily.
It accepted it.
It did. I
welcome.
Was scared. I was
welcome
so
in.
It's
please
like a black
make yourself
hole.
Comfortable in my asshole.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I really be like that though, because I've definitely like tried to do anal with girls before where it just was not happening.
Yeah.
Well, do you
Ryan,
have a big
like,
dick?
Pretty solid.
Oh wait,
I've
you know
heard.
You showed
they,
it to
they
me.
Made me show them at dinner.
Yeah, it was
no,
nice.
It yeah, it's
you guys liked it?
No,
yeah,
it's
I liked
it's
it.
It's not like scary, but it's definitely not too small either. It looks nice.
Got little old me, damn. That boyfriend dick. Is yeah. that what I have?
Because
it's not
dick.
Like a porn dick. It's
better
a boyfriend
than, better
dick.
Better than husband dick.
Husband dick is terrible. Like 4.5 inches.
I wouldn't know.
Wow, that's definitely don't put that at the camera. That is definitely a gaping hole.
That is pink. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's very pink.
There was a
pink.
Hole.
I'm gonna go home and like try to see if like how big I can make mine. That's cool.
You have to like
oh,
put
yeah,
a butt plug in for
you
a
have
while,
to put a bo- yeah.
and then take it out and then bend over in front of the mirror and like relax and like see if it
like
opens
build
up.
Build up to the biggest butt plug eventually. Literally every time I take a shower, I put a butt plug in my ass.
Same.
It won't.
Are you? Do you do that?
No, I don't. I'm just like, I was so just taken away by that. Every single time you get in the shower, it seems like a huge time commitment.
I've always loved like putting like things in my
butt. Does feel good. I prefer to masturbate with something in my butt than without something in my butt.
My God.
Wow, girls. You guys are like the best girls out there because you guys are the most open to
It's like cool an extra shit. Orgasm, right?
Yeah.
Just the butthole. Yeah. I'm high as fuck and you guys are blowing my mind. Okay, wait. So what should we talk about?
I mean, gaping assholes is fun.
Yeah, we're getting so deep on the gaping asshole thing that I'm just sort of like, I don't even know what to say. Okay, maybe we should get back on track here. And I'm trying to like get my brain refocused. Maybe I should drink some of this Hennessy. This giant bottle of Hennessy.
Do it.
I feel like that Patron shot we took was not Patron.
What do you mean? What do you think it was?
Water. Sprite.
What? No, it definitely was strong. I saw you do the
I mean, afterwards. It was gross.
It was.
We got free flan because she's so hot.
For
no,
real?
No, not free flan because it was my birthday.
But you're also, he was already hitting on you before he knew it was
your birthday. No, he was hitting on all of us. He kept giving me the oogly eyes.
We were talking about fucking coming really loud. Like, don't talk about coming in a restaurant.
Where were you?
At Frank Mercado.
We were talking about like...
her 5-minute, vaginal orgasm.
This guy made me come so many times in a row that I cried.
Who was it?
James Dean.
James Dean. Legend. Legend in the game.
The best.
Girls just love him, huh? I just constantly hearing fucking rave reviews. I haven't worked with him.
He makes my pussy and my butthole come a lot.
Wow, what a G. Hey, right? did you girls always know you wanted to do porn? Did you feel like you were like just born to do this?
100%.
Yeah, I've been watching porn since like 7th grade, and once I like saw it, I just fell in love.
Right. I knew it. I remember being like really young, and have you seen Pretty Woman?
Oh, yeah.
I remember watching Pretty Woman and being like, oh my God, I want to be a prostitute when I grow up. And then until I was older and I learned how shitty it is to be a prostitute.
Uh-huh.
And I was like a streetwalker. Like, I was like, oh my God, I want to be a streetwalker when I grow up. That sounds so fun.
Right, that movie makes it seem more fun.
No, yeah. And then as I got older, I'm like, obviously I don't want to be a streetwalker. But what's like the next, what's like a good version of that? And obviously porn, so...
Can I just tell you that he's going to take that clip and put it on YouTube or like on Instagram? I hope you know. That's the clip
of me saying I want to be a streetwalker when I
That is a good idea. I wasn't even thinking about that. You are the sinister mastermind here.
I still love watching Pretty Woman, though. Like, I love it.
I've never seen it.
I've seen it 800 times.
No, we need to have a girls' night, like a sleepover. And with watch
me. Where you make me come
and me.
For 4 hours.
Girls' night plus me.
And then we watch Pretty Woman.
Girls' night plus me.
If I'm not there, there's no dig. It's going to be super boring.
We're going to tag team her and make her.
Hey, we don't need a guy to have a good time. I mean, it would be appreciated.
No man needed.
I'm pretty confident in my skills.
But let's talk about you guys having a fucking bedtime. Like, we can't all hang out tonight because you guys have to be, like, asleep by 9:30.
They're responsible.
Yeah, but a lot of times I have to work early in the morning and I still stay out super late because I'm a piece of shit.
You're your own boss. You don't have to answer to
anyone. I like to be at my like full energy. I'm working with Manuel Ferrara tomorrow. Like, I need the energy.
Yeah. Okay, and so describe why you need your energy for him. He's got a...
He takes a lot of energy out of you.
Yeah. Right.
In a good way.
So a day on set with him is going to be how many hours of him reaming you out?
Oh, it's not too many hours. Like, it's actually pretty quick. When I work with him, like, the only time scenes take a long time is maybe if the guy's struggling or there's technical difficulties, but Manuel has the shit together.
I feel like it's 30.
It's always quick.
30 to 45 minutes, that's it when you're watching porn. I always thought it was like some six-hour ordeal.
That's what she said at dinner.
Is that old school?
Are your pussies not raw? They're like, no, it's like 15,
it's like the same amount of sex that you have at home, that you have on camera.
Well, because they just because they have it down to such a science that they know exactly what they need and they just get everything
they just
done.
Have a certain amount of time for
like
each
if you
position.
Can do it in one take, that's great. Like most of the time, I feel like when you watch porn, what you see is what they shot.
How often do dudes have dick problems?
Not very often. It doesn't happen a lot. It's probably only like I've been shooting for almost a year and I've only experienced like serious problems, like where the scene couldn't finish twice.
Really?
Yeah.
And so in that case, what do? You punch him in the dick as hard as you can and just
mutilate
his cock.
No, you have to like kiss their ass.
No,
one
time I really, you know, when you're on set and the guy starts to have problems, like you want to get paid, you want to finish the scene.
So you got
to make it work. Like, so like
you'll
one
drag
scene,
him in the other room and just jerk that thing
no,
off.
Really,
you're your own fluffer.
I ate a guy's ass for like a half hour to make him come. Like my neck hurt so bad.
Because he couldn't stay hard?
Yeah, because he couldn't come.
So you were like, just bend over, Broseph. I'm going to fucking eat that asshole.
No, he was like standing.
You didn't say Broseph?
No.
He was standing.
But he was like, I remember like texting this guy that I was seeing at the time, and I'm like, he was like, how did your scene go? I'm like, I'm still on set. Like, the guy's struggling a little bit. He's like, are you kidding me? Fly me down there. I'm getting hard just thinking about you.
Wow.
Like,
oh, wait, God. So you were texting your boyfriend while you were eating this dude's ass?
Uh-huh.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're a legend. I'm sorry, but like, you're going down in the record books. Nobody's ever said anything that
but
cool
hey,
on this
you
podcast
know what?
Before.
We finished the scene and it was great.
And you right. got paid.
And I got paid.
But I just want you to understand how weird it is to have to eat some dude's ass for a half hour to
he
make him come. What a
lube.
Fucking
he put,
psycho.
No, he put apple flavored lube on his ass, so it was actually kind of pleasant. It was like Jolly Rancher.
What?
Like,
who is this? What the hell is wrong with this dude?
No, my jaw was definitely sore. But
from eating ass.
He was very nice.
So
it was a rough day. I think he jerked off before he got there, which like male talent should never do.
So what?
Unless they know they can handle it.
What's your dating life like, Alina Lopez? Tell us about it. Who are you in a relationship with? How does it work? How does he feel when he comes home and you make out with him after you're just eating some dude's ass for a half hour?
I only work. That's the thing. I only work every other week because I don't live. I live in Utah.
Okay.
And that's where my man is. Like, that's just like where my life is, where
your
my family
man.
Is, my man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you choose to have a life there? Why don't you just move to LA, start dating a SoundCloud rapper? I got Lil Xan.
I just have family out there.
Okay.
Like, I like, and
no
I
Lil
like,
Xan.
I've lived there for a while, so.
For a
just,
while? Where are you from?
Seattle.
Okay. And you ended up there because of this guy?
No, I ended up there, like, my parents, my mom just moved me there. Like, she's trying to keep me out of trouble, so she moved me to the small town in Utah, hoping that it would, like,
make
keep
you
me
have
out
your
of
girl.
Trouble.
Hoping that you wouldn't start having your
and
asshole
started,
gaped
and
out?
The,
okay.
No, I don't,
that's
my
her.
Asshole hasn't gaped
that's
yet,
her, right,
this,
right.
that's this one. But, and then I started porn, like, a few years later, so that clearly
How
didn't
old
work
you?
Very well. I'm 23, I just turned 23, like, 2 days ago.
Birthday.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
So you just come out, shoot a couple scenes, get
that's
your money
what,
up.
I come out for a week and I shoot, and then I go home for a week. And then I just like am at home, so
right.
I don't like eat a guy's ass and go home to my boyfriend.
Right, you're like you,
you
at least have the
times.
Flight.
I brush my teeth a few times.
A few times. I've never brushed my teeth more than once. I brush them once, and that's it.
But like,
even after eating
porn,
a guy's ass,
like their assholes are clean.
Really?
You know? Like the guys.
As a guy in porn, I can tell you, I don't know about that.
Sometimes I get really stoned and like.
I'm not a guy in porn.
Sometimes butt smells like butt.
No,
yeah.
But like people in porn
Wait,
take
oh
it. I like to think that they like take extra pride in keeping their bodies clean. Like. If I were to fuck a guy off camera, like meet a guy like at like a fucking bar or something, go home with him, I probably would not eat his ass. I don't
yeah.
trust that. But when guys show up on set, you can pretty much guarantee that they showered either like
right
before set or that morning. Like people in porn like really keep themselves
If I
clean.
Was going to go do porn, I would definitely take a nice hot shower beforehand. I probably wouldn't have
say
some
shit.
Oh, no, I would probably do that and then take the shower so that I wouldn't feel like heavy
I
or anything.
We have like baby wipes on set
yeah.
and everything.
I've
like it's so
terrible.
Clean.
But sometimes like me and Lena have been hooking up with a girl and she will just go for my asshole and I'm like, "Whoa, I didn't authorize that. That thing is filthy right now."
Had a guy like when it wasn't an anal scene put a finger up my ass or something
yep.
and you're like
and
I did
I'm
not
just thinking like
this.
I did not prepare for this you're going in there at your own risk if your
yeah.
finger comes back brown that's
your
own
risk.
I mean you
could
always tell him no
I like it
right
but
no,
like
I,
and I like it for the scene but I'm just thinking like if they're down with shit being
but
on
they
their
know.
Finger
Riley
then,
said sometimes when you go to the beach there's gonna be sand
yeah mm-hmm. at this point in my life a little bit of butt residue being on your fingers
we
is no big deal
poop, so
yeah I mean we
yeah.
definitely we've had you know we've been together for 2 years we did a lot of anal we never really did like anal threesomes I've been doing the ass in front of
he's trying to put the vibes out
a girl no I'm just saying no I mean
one time Riley came on the show and was like anal stacked threesome
oh,
foursome
we
and
never
so now
did
he's
it.
Like we never did it
but we smashed her and Abby like mad times when we never did anal. Anal seems like a lot when you're having a threesome.
It is. You gotta clean.
I
it's a little more complicated.
You met, it
depends
you'd
on the
girls.
It?
In porn,
some
I
girls
did.
Wouldn't care.
You gotta do
I
it, and then we'll come
but...
back on this podcast and talk about how
no,
great
I
it
did
was.
Do it.
Oh, you did anal threesome with who?
Marcus Dupree and AJ Applegate.
Oh, so on camera.
Oh,
yeah.
AJ's so hot.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't work with her, but I want to.
Yeah.
So how do you prepare for anal? Like, if you want it to be clean and prepped, what do you do?
Eat a sack of gummy bears.
I don't really, I've been eating like all the way the day before, like just eating and then like not giving a fuck.
So wait, what are you supposed to do? Not eat
and
then take
a
laxative or what?
Rock and boom. I'm about to take a shot for you doing filthy, dirty ass anal.
The next day, my anal's never been dirty though. The next day, I just don't eat. And I clean out my ass in the morning with some enemas.
With Hennessy. Our sponsor.
After the enemas, enema. It's really easy to get the shit out of your ass if you put like 3 or 4 fingers up there.
Clean it up.
Like,
just wiggle it out. Noted. Like, loosen it up.
And then it like just comes out.
You dig shit out of your ass with your hand?
Dude, I would be mortified if your dick went in my ass on camera and you pulled it out and it was brown.
Yeah, exactly. That's why girls go so out of their way to get rid of it.
You have to.
But then you could take Imodium too. I take Imodium like in the morning and then...
Your poor colon. You need to go to the doctor. I'm sorry.
Drink a lot of water. Well, right now I'm taking some time off to... heal my body.
You're healing your butthole?
No, my vagina, actually.
You're taking a butthole sabbatical?
No, I'm taking a pussy break.
A pussy break.
Yeah, she's injured.
She's injured. What happened? You tore it?
Yeah, I have a tear in my cervix.
How long have you been doing porn for?
Like half a year.
What about you?
A year next month.
How many times? How many like scenes have you shot?
Maybe like 60.
I feel like you 60. Do rougher scenes than me.
I do extremely rough. Yeah. Well, not
why
extreme.
Is that? You just is that what you're into?
We both are submissive
I'm
freaks.
Extremely
I see it in her eyes.
Fucking submissive, like
just let people do anything to you.
Yeah,
not me. I'm
really
like you're hurting
submissive.
Me. Stop.
Oh no,
I've
I'm
never
like
had
you're hurting
injury.
Me. Oh my god. No.
She had us wet at dinner because we were like, we're submissive freaks. She's
I know.
Like,
she was
I'm
like,
a submissive
very dominant
until
you
I'm
are
a
dominant.
She was
dominant
over the
female.
Yeah.
So
girls.
if we ended up hooking up, you'd stomp on my ball sack with your high heels or
with
something.
Girls.
With girls, I'm dominant. With guys, I'm more submissive. But I can be dominant with guys too. But I think
I
I'm
can't.
A more
don't
I
stomp
a more
on
dominant,
my nuts.
Dominant person in general. With girls, for sure. With guys, it depends on the guy.
I want her to dominate me.
Yeah,
I'm like, let's do it.
She was like, I'm going to use your leg.
None of the plug's all about getting dominated.
Let's fucking do it.
Talking shit, you see that?
So you're, like, I want to know about the terms of your relationship. Would your boyfriend be cool with you and none of the plug fucking, you know, shoving a monster 100%. Hennessy bottle in your vaginas together?
Yes, he would love it.
He's into that.
We're very open.
So is he like a cuck type or what?
No, I mean, like, he's never like, I mean... He's never watched me have sex with another guy, but we've had plenty of threesomes, and he's watched me have sex with plenty of girls.
Right.
Don't you
actually
know
he's
a lot of girls together?
He's watched me have sex with guys.
And you're not a
I made the list today. It's a very long list.
You made a list?
Because I was forgetting who he fucked, so I had to write it down.
I need to make a list too, but I keep for. I'm so stupid.
That's really good though, because I, my whole life, have had a list of my sex partners, and I really feel like I've like stopped keeping it updated over like the last year. So I feel like it's like way
there
behind.
There was 4 girls whose names
me
I forgot.
Too.
There's probably at least 10.
I don't even know my body count.
I kept a list from high school, and then at some point I just like stopped. I fucked like a few guys within like a short period of time, and I couldn't remember what order it was in. Mm. And I was really like trying to keep the right order, and I like couldn't remember, and I kept trying to remember, and I didn't. And I kept fucking other people in the meantime, and then I just lost track.
I was just always trashed when I was like, in high school. I was fucking slut.
That's so real.
But she's sober now.
Yeah. I'm sober
and
now.
She remembers everyone she fucks, right, Gia?
That's so rad, though, just because I feel like the time period in my life where I could potentially have, like, completely blackout drunk sex that I wouldn't really remember is kind of over. We've been there, trust me.
Yeah,
I always have to have a little bit of a drink because I get too shy around girls.
I was hearing that. I remember that.
I saw that on Tana's
That's why
video.
I told you that even if it takes 4 hours, I would, like, have you lay there and wait for you to relax. I would do, like, guided... I do
we
yoga.
We could give you a massage.
I'll do guided meditation with you until you're, like, mentally ready to,
that
like, release.
That sounds so relaxing. I think I
and then I'll make you come.
Can I join in on this?
Ugh, that was gross.
What? The Hennessy?
Hennessy.
Really?
No, I don't like Hennessy either. It's disgusting.
Friggin' white girls.
Tequila.
It's so good.
SMH.
I'd rather drink
a tequila.
You drink tequila?
Yeah,
you're Mexican?
Your
okay, you're
I
lit.
Drink tequila.
As long as you're a POC.
Oh my gosh.
What is that?
A person of color. We can't be having no white people around here.
You're whiter as
I'm
than white.
Polish.
Yeah, but I'd be getting all these face tattoos and listening to all these Meek Mill songs on Spotify trying to get my card, you know?
Nobody even likes to believe that I'm Mexican, though.
I believe it. Your name is Alina Lopez.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like my stage name, but people
right.
are like, why do you like say Lopez? You're not even Mexican. I'm
like George
first
Lopez.
Off, I am Mexican. Second off, Lopez is a real fucking family name.
Do you say the N-word off
no,
camera?
No.
No? You don't think you're that Mexican?
She has green eyes. She can't do it.
Yeah, I have green eyes.
Do you think it's hot when they do? Oh, Jeezy from Shoreline Mafia says it a lot, and he gets a lot of shit for it because he looks like he's white, kind of.
I have no.
She's lost.
Nothing
you.
To say.
She has no idea who that is.
You don't know what Shoreline Mafia
yeah,
is.
That's no. just a topic that.
Yeah.
Do you say it? You
I'm
look
not
like
black,
you say it.
So I'm not going to.
We've heard a lot of girls in the industry say the N word who are not black, which is why he's asking.
No offense, but you look like you say the N word.
I don't say it. I'm just really high.
Okay, you look like you'd be good at it. No offense. Well, like, shout out to our girl Riley, but she. You remember that song she made?
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He calls me racist every other second. So
beat it up.
Okay.
Wait, she made the song?
She has a song, yeah.
It's a good. I honestly,
beat it up,
I like the song.
Beat it up, N-word. Yeah, it's pretty. It's out there.
But I mean,
it's old. It's back in the day before that we all knew the rules.
But she's talking about in like a positive way, at least, like
that's
fucking
crazy.
Them, you know? Like,
yeah.
She's like enjoys.
I don't
guys.
See a lot of people like getting pissed off about that because I feel like she's taken enough African American penis for the whole nation.
You're getting really problematic.
She's a shining
right now.
Example of white girls.
One of the top comments wow. on
how
that,
they should behave.
On her like on a
let
post
10
of
black
song.
Dudes fuck you in a porno movie. What are you saying?
No, one of the top comments on like when she posted that song and there's all these comments that have like mixed reviews and someone said she's fucked enough black guys it's in her DNA, you know? Like, and I felt that.
I feel like no one's gonna let us speak on it because we're not black, so we
you're
should
Armenian.
Stop talking about it. I'm not black.
You're still afraid of like offending people. I've just kind of accepted
are
that my whole existence
Hollywood
is offensive enough.
We're in Hollywood.
Hollywood, babe.
Why? West Hollywood, specifically.
Who's checking in on you?
Kendra Spade.
Oh, I love her.
I know.
Laha.
I do. I love her.
Mm-hmm. Where are we? We're in Hollywood.
We're in West Hollywood.
West Hollywood.
I told her.
She can come through if she wants
to. Yeah, tell her
to
come over.
She can come through. Oh, man. She could do the next podcast.
You know who she is. You met her.
No, I know. Yeah.
Okay.
She's super
you're lying.
Hot.
You pretend she knows her.
You think I'm lying right now?
That you know who she is, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
how
you
do you know,
know
when I'm lying?
She's the,
you
have, okay. I always know.
I was there when
never
you were,
remembers
like, saw
her, we were fucking this girl the next morning. He wakes up and was like, what was her name again? Like, and I fucking forgot her name now, too.
Lil Xan was just telling me that that happens to him constantly, that girls call him out.
Because he posts on his fucking DMs or like, on his story being like, who wants to come over? Hit me up. Like,
he said that on his birthday, he got hit from 8 girls and that almost all of them were like, what's my name? At some point during it, he was like,
Oh, girl, why did you ask?
Yeah.
You know the answer.
It's a little sand.
I've done that during scenes. Like, I don't usually know.
How is it that a girl knows that when a guy doesn't know her name while he's fucking her?
Oh, it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me.
You don't care?
No, I don't care.
I don't know their name.
Because you want to be, like, treated like a fucking dog
in
this context of the scene.
I'm here to get off, so, like, get me off and then let me leave.
Lena's checking my penis right now. Still soft. Still soft.
Is he getting off on the idea that they don't know the names?
I just think it's hot that you guys don't care. That you're, like, down to get dogged
out. That's why I was checking.
If I can get away with not even telling them my name, that's even better, because then they can't go on and say like I fucked Alina, you know.
They will. They'll figure it out at some point.
Well, then
but do porn dudes do that?
Porn dudes, no.
Do they have, like, are they really out. Proud sex, of all the girls like, they fucked or that they
like
got paid to fuck?
Civilian guys.
Right, civilians. Yes, because I'd be bragging. When Kanye debuted his fucking 5 sweatshirts, I was like, holy shit, I banked 40% of those girls.
Really? No.
With you?
No, you only fucked her.
Kendra and who's the other one?
No one else.
I think there was another one.
You didn't fuck Abella.
No, I didn't. I know that.
Okay.
I would know if I did.
I know.
I'll probably talk
I
about it a lot.
Abella. It
really?
Was amazing.
Was
she's
it?
My favorite, like, person.
I swear to God, I fucked another girl that was on that list, but
you did not.
Riley.
Riley, yeah, okay, obviously.
In your face.
That's not 40%. 2 out of 5.
Now you have Ligma. You have Ligma.
What 2 out of 5 is 40.
Ligma balls. Boom. Why do I keep lacing everybody with it? Why did I know you would fall for it?
Because I'm the stoned as shit.
Oh, I got that girl, Brie. I got Lil Xan, and I got you.
You got Lil Xan.
I got Lil Xan earlier today. 100%.
Xan, you should have known better.
He should have known better, but he didn't. Because he's Lil Xan.
I mean, but he's on the internet all the time.
Diego.
Ugh.
He's on the internet enough.
What are these stickers? I want one of these stickers.
One of the
so you can
stickers.
Have all this.
Yeah,
you can have me the and the stickers. You can have
good.
It all.
Good. Let me have all of them, please.
Yeah, because like I'll bring up some random girl to Lena and she'll be like, nah, let's fuck Alina. And I'll be
all
like, I'll be like, she's not even in the state.
Are you serious?
Let's deal with the measures
because
at
why
hand.
Why am I going to have some subpar pussy when I can have this?
Why has this not happened yet?
I don't
what's
know.
Going on?
She's shy.
Because you get booked all the time. You're like, fair, yeah. You're like, okay.
I don't know though. Like, we hooked up with a girl the other day who was like doing porn all day before that. And I'm not gonna lie, it didn't turn me off. It didn't really like turn me on, but I was definitely
have
like.
Him shower.
She was super cute. No, she showered and got ready and stuff. He came over. But the girl that some girls hit him up, and for me, I don't know if it's fucked up because we're both down to have threesomes, but it takes a lot more for me to get turned on and be into it than it does for him. You're like, she's down. I want to fuck her. Let's do it. And I'm like, what's her personality like? Does she spell correctly? Like,
I just want to be like,
you know? Does she use proper grammar on social
media? I just
want to
be, yeah. Oh, see. Okay.
That's what turns me on.
Yeah, but Lena will be turned off by a girl because she doesn't like post with the right like Instagram regularity. Like, oh, she posted 3 photos at 3 o'clock in the morning. She's a psychopath. We can't fuck her.
I'm sorry, all the girls in the industry don't know how to use Instagram, and I want
to. Oh, shots fired!
I know how to use Instagram.
You talk do. About it. Talk about
I'm
it.
I'm just saying.
She's right, though. I
no,
agree with this.
No, she's right. Like, why the fuck is a dark ass picture you're posting at 4 a.m.? Nobody's awake. You're gonna get zero likes. You didn't tag in the photo. Yeah. You tagged in the fucking caption. Why do you have it like zoomed in? You can't even see your eyes. I'm sorry.
I'm
pissed.
Like that.
You don't post like that. That's great. I'm so proud of
you. I'm just going to you know what? Okay, you know what it is? A lot of porn stars have weird ideas about Instagram. They're not all social media influencer experts like Lena LaPlug over here.
I used to work for a social media company before I became
It reminds me of when you see like a 50-year-old rapper using Instagram. Like they just have no idea.
Everyone in porn just came here to fuck. Social media is a necessity in our careers.
We are like social media people that have sort of like leached onto the porn community.
You should like have a workshop or something.
I honestly feel like I should.
How to leech off somebody else's subculture. No, we get shit. People are like, oh, Adam 22 and Kanye West are pieces of shit because they're just siphoning.
We're all pieces of shit.
Yo, people are mad as fuck after the Pornhub Awards because like, you know, actual Pornhub actresses who are nominated or whatever didn't get seats, but then SoundCloud rappers did. That's what I saw some people bitching about.
It was their first year. They'll get their shit
together.
I know.
I feel like for being their first year, they were pretty organized, to be honest.
Yeah.
I've never gone to an event that organized. We go. He'll be on the list. He's him at a rap show, and it's still an issue for us to get in. It's still an issue for us to get our fucking backstage passes every time.
Thank you for the clout invoked in that sentiment right there.
I'm just saying.
You're like, it's him.
If you're going to a rap show, and you were invited to the rap show, and you're on the list, why does nobody fucking know? Why is it always like we're fighting people to get in?
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
I was going to say something, but I forgot what
You're
it was.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
Oh, I was going to say, like, okay,
I'm a sick fuck. I like a quick fuck. I'm a sick fuck. I like a quick fuck.
You're a sick fuck.
It seemed like a good time to start singing and performing that for you. Do you like it?
Love it. Yeah. I don't like it. I love it.
I'm a sick fuck. I like a quick fuck. Yeah.
So he was like, oh, this girl wants to hang out with us. Let's hang out with us. Let's let her hang out with us. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I'm so much more turned on by the idea of picking up a girl together at the bar. Is that weird?
Oh, totally. No, that's
right?
So fun.
Because I don't like that you already knew her before. Like, I want to know a
girl. What
girl?
The girl that I was saying about tonight?
Yeah.
I just met her.
I know you just met her, but I want to meet a new girl with you.
But that's what I'm saying is we should just go to the club and then we'll just see what happens.
Just
but
let
then
me know
we could.
Which club
that was
you're
my
going
idea.
To,
We're
so
going
I
to
can
Lore.
Make sure that I'm there so that I can
We're going
be the
tonight.
One that
you're not allowed. You have a bedtime.
I do have a bedtime tonight.
Yeah.
I have a very important scene coming up tomorrow.
Is it important?
No.
Oh.
No, it's important. Of course, everything
is it with
is
Brian
important.
Pumper?
What?
Is it Brian Pumper?
I don't know.
Nobody knows who that is, babe. Nobody knows who that is. He sucks.
He's a famous porn
he
star.
He said I have no it factor.
Yeah, he did say that. I'm going to fucking kill him.
I want a celebrity
him.
Wait,
here,
you said
bitch.
You have
kidding.
No it factor?
Yeah.
I respect you, Brian Pumper, even though you dissed my girl. No, and then I responded, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, they have to leave in 15 minutes. You didn't have to write that down. You just say that.
Top secret information.
I don't want to sound like I'm trying to get out of here because I'm having fun, but we do need to go.
No, totally. That always happens, though. When Shane Dawson was here, he was texting me like, yeah, I have to go. And I'm like, I was like, oh, Shane's got to go. He just texted me. And he's like, oh, fuck. Like, he didn't realize I was just going to expose him. I'm like, oh, I didn't think it was a big deal.
You're the exposer.
Exposed.
You're the exposer.
We've got a whole thing on our YouTube channel, Exposed.
I know. I tried to find Lena LaPlug Exposed. Did you take it down?
Maybe.
You did.
I removed a lot of vlogs.
I was in this old video with him, and you took it down.
I removed a lot of vlogs when I was kind of shook up about people coming after me for being problematic.
When we were, like, kind of dating, Adam feels like he wasn't that nice to me in the vlogs.
I don't even know. I like, put, like, 100 videos on private.
Well, then that's nice
of him to take it down. No, he's taking out for his own reputation.
Yeah, it's totally selfish. It has nothing to do with you.
Self-serving.
No, yeah. No, but I was, you know, I was concerned. I just, like, I was freaking out. I was like, what are they going to
fuck? Well, there's one thumbnail where I'm cleaning the toilet, and it was like, she cleaned the toilet, and my mom was texting me the next
day.
It's
from,
like, why are you cleaning
there's
the
a
toilet?
Vlog from before I met you where I'm just like at this party and this girl's just like, yo, touch my boobs. And I'm just like filming and I'm just like, ugh, touching her boobs. I took that down. I was like, man, that might seem kind of weird. Because it might have seemed normal at the time when I was like some YouTuber with 100,000 subscribers, but now that I have 2 million subscribers and shit, it's kind of like, oh, maybe people are going to judge me by a different standard at some point. What are you guys? You guys are having a communication through your eyes, and I'm not comfortable with it. I don't know what you guys are saying to each other.
I just spit out my gum into one of these tubes, and she looked at me like I was the weirdest person in the world.
Do you have any more gum?
That's totally okay.
I do. Do you want some?
Yes, please.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about gum. What kind of gum do you guys like?
I just got over my gum addiction, but I'm going to relapse really quick for this piece.
Can you say gum in pig Latin?
Mug. Wait.
I've never been more upset with my girlfriend. Holy shit. I'm holding in my rage right now.
Is it like Ixmay, whatever, something like that?
Okay, you take the first letter of the word and you move it to the end of the word and then you put A-Y after it.
I don't understand.
Gum.
Done.
Aww. Gay.
I'm gay. I'm gay.
I know you are. What am I? Got him!
Got him!
Yo, that shit was better than Ligma. We got to bring that back. Say, hey, say gum in pig Latin.
You're such a fucking hoe.
What? You're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
Do you have any more questions for them? I know you do.
Yeah. What's cracking?
I know you have horny boy questions that you don't want to ask them because I'm here.
Ask us the horny boy questions.
Yeah, ask them.
What do your boobs feel like?
Oh my God, a bag of
sand. What underwear do you have on right now? What color is it?
Can I touch your toes?
You guys missed my 40-year-old virgin quote. Did you hear me?
What'd you say?
Thank you.
What'd you say?
Like a bag of sand.
I don't even remember.
Have you seen the 40-year-old virgin?
I have, but I didn't like take notes. I didn't have a notepad while I was watching it. Sorry.
This guy got it, so that's all right.
You're such a fucking hoe. I don't know. Do you guys feel like Lana Del Plug's bitch made because she hasn't done real porn yet? I feel like she needs to go out there and just do a scene with Brian Pumper.
Don't ask them that because they're going to tell me I should fuck all the guys in the world.
Yes.
And you're going to be offended.
I am offended.
I think that
she doesn't
would
love
do
me.
Very well in porn. Why don't you just do girl?
Maybe.
She might.
Do it.
Maybe 2019.
2019. Greg Lansky, line it up. First $10 million porn contract.
$10 million.
First billion-dollar porn contract. Greg Lansky, cut the check.
She's celebrity of the year. Make it work.
For, Greg Lansky, think about how good it would be for your business if you were the first ever porn company to make a woman a billionaire overnight. Now that's defeating the patriarchy.
I want to be booked with these two.
I want a DP.
I want my first scene to be like a destruction of Lana the Plug. All girl orgy.
Well, yeah, like Kiss of Sins did that. Her whole like debut outside of when she started doing porn with other people besides Johnny, I think it was
a destruction of Kiss of Sins.
No,
right?
The corruption of Kiss
of Sins. Yes, yes. See, I want like that, but I want it to be all girls.
The destruction, destroying Lena.
Yes.
Like instead of the corruption of Kiss of Sins, destruction.
See, she keeps like slowly making me just enter into the porn world little by little, just getting me to do more and more. And then
he
doesn't
want to shoot stuff with just me, but if there's other people involved, he's like, I'll shoot with you, let's do it.
I'm a horny fuck. Another dick check.
Half chub.
Another dick check.
Got a half a chub. God, that's like 30%.
Okay, 25%.
Even like when we're having sex, it's still like a 94 because sometimes it'll be 100.
I know when it's 100.
Sometimes, you know, like when you, like you be hard and then you're like mega hard.
Mega hard is when I can like taste the blood, like the iron from outside.
Oh, you can like hear the pulse through the dick.
Yeah, you can feel it.
I've been there.
And they start getting like lightheaded, like acting kind of crazy because there's no blood in their brain. It's all going to their dick. So
I start screaming at the top of my lungs. That's how you know I'm about to rope.
Yeah.
Before you guys came on here, I said that my goal for this podcast was to at some point baptize you all in jizz. Is that gross or is that just whatever?
I love your jizz.
Baptized in jizz. Is that a weird phrasing?
It sounds like it would be a good porno.
I don't really give a fuck about the God thing so much as the jizz.
Someone should like fill a bath with Cetaphil and do a pretend jizz. Baptism.
Fake jizz? What about real jizz? Let's keep it 100.
By the time it would take to fill a whole bathtub with jizz, it would be like gross. It'd be like moldy.
I could do that in an afternoon.
Then fucking do it.
I easily have a bathtub full of jizz in me right now.
Why haven't you bathed me in a bathtub full of jizz then?
Because I've been busy. I've been doing this whole YouTube thing. You like ruptured a friggin' artery. If my nose starts bleeding, you're gonna feel so bad.
I'll lick all the blood off.
Why
my
did
face.
You do that? Well, you have some totally. Kind of weird cosmic energy going right now that you just wanted to shove something deep into my nose.
I was really upset that you said that you shots. Wanted to jizz in a bathtub and that you haven't already done it for me.
I was trolling. I was trying to trick her. I wanted her to believe that I could really nut a whole bathtub.
Destruction of Lena the Plug coming soon with them too.
The destruction yes. of Lena the Plug. That sounds fun.
Write
you guys,
it.
You guys want to collab?
Do it.
Let's yeah. collab on fuck
He'll
my girlfriend.
He'll direct it. I'm like, all right, pinch her nose and grab her hair.
I'll direct it. I'll be like, give me head for a half hour off camera. Okay, let's get back into it. All right. Thank you guys for coming on. This has been really exhilarating.
Yeah, thank you.
Hopefully we can all do a jizz baptism soon, I guess.
Please.
Yeah. Chris Long, I'm jizz on you in the meantime. Okay. This podcast is done. Thank you very much to everybody who watched it. Smack a like on this. Comment, subscribe, follow all the Instagrams that are on the screen.
These two bitches who actually know how to do Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I spam mine, but that's just because I don't care.
That's only the beginning. That's the tip of the iceberg of what's wrong with people who suck at social media.
You deserve the dragging that you're going to get for this elitism, this social media elitism.
Oh, shit.
I didn't get 1.4 million followers for no reason.
Oh.
like Tekashi
6ix9ine. All right. The thing you have to bring up after that is like, well, what is the reason?
Hashtag humble.
All right.
Good lighting. Posting at 6 p.m. Posting at noon.
Famous
when people
boyfriend.
Are at lunchtime.
Famous boyfriend.
Lunch. You have to think about people's habits. What
okay.
time are people
engaging captions?
Exactly. I'm sorry. There's
responding
a fucking science to it.
Famous boyfriend who relentlessly shuts you out on
okay,
social media.
Okay,
oh we had the same amount of followers when we started. Shut the fuck up.
Right. And I'm about to pass your ass again. And that's going to be the worst
You're
day of your life.
You're 400K
away. Are you going to be so mad?
No. I'm not like you. I don't care.
I'm not like you.
They're like, oh, they're fighting.
Let's fight about it. Chris is like,
no, stop. I love fucking couples. Like, yes.
Yeah, she's like Gina.
Yeah, let's get it.
When we met Gina, she was like, I love
Oh, I love it.
You get the best of both worlds.
I love the stability and you got going.
Yeah. Like when we fucked that girl the other day, I felt like she was having like an enlightened experience because she was just enjoying our relationship so much. And she yeah. felt like she was just like genuinely super stoked to get to like be part of it for that period of time and to eat all that fast food with us after.
Oh, is this the Del Taco girl?
No, this is Jack in the Box bitch. Oh, bitch. But, I mean, I shouldn't order $70 worth of food.
Yeah, you were wild. That's why you go 0 to 100 when you're drunk.
That's why I try not to drink.
Yeah.
Because then I'll order everything and eat it.
All right. LenusPlugs.com. NoJumper.com, etc. Love you guys. Peace.
I'm just chilling with Adam, huh? Yeah, I'm just chilling with Adam, huh? I'm just chilling with Adam, huh? Look, that's the host of Adam, huh? I'm just chilling with Adam.